bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On today's podcast, Kelly Osborne is in Australia at the moment. She's doing Australia's Got Talent. She's an Australian, but that's fine. And she's got a little bit of a diva thing going on, apparently.
Oh.
She doesn't like chewing gum.
I totally agree.
So we're going to tell you a bit more about why she doesn't like chewing gum. And we're going to discuss chewing gum because I think it's fine.
I think it's disgusting.
I think you're wrong. This is the Triple Threat Podcast. Okay, so we've talked about this before on the show, Diva Demands, because I love it.
Oh, me
makes
too.
Me so, it makes you so happy. We had a whole thing about Mariah Carey one time and her demands. God, I love Mariah. She's so amazing. Now, whether this is true or not, who knows? Just a report. So I'm not saying it is true. But Kelly Osborne has been down under for Australia's Got Talent. I did actually see a snippet of it last night, which is not like me because I don't watch TV, but it was on. And she had some fabulous hairstyles going.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Brilliant, brilliant. And Sophie Monk, in my eyes, can do no wrong.
Oh, no, I love her.
I love her.
Is she on the show?
She's on the show.
Ah.
And I just love that she makes no, she's hilarious and she makes no
apologies
for the way she is. I think that's really great. And I loved how people would come on. She'd be like, hi guys. Like she's just, I love her.
She's very real.
She is. She's great. Anyway, so apparently Kelly Osborne has been making diva demands. She's been leaving staff walking on eggshells. So apparently there's a sign on her door warning people not to bother her. Okay, that's fine.
You've got a job to do, babe.
This is my favourite one.
Yeah.
So, according to a women's mag, she has banned employees from chewing gum on set because the sound annoys her. Now, what do you reckon? Look, chewing gum can be annoying.
Yes.
I'm not sure if you're aware of this, James, but chewing gum is illegal in Singapore.
Oh.
When I went to Singapore, there were fridge magnets everywhere that said, do not chew gum. And I didn't understand what that meant.
Fridge magnets?
Yeah, like you could buy magnets that was like, chewing gum is illegal and all this stuff. And I was
like,
what does... And so I read up about it. And it is. It is completely illegal to chew gum in Singapore.
Yep.
Because it's to do with,
littering.
Because it's so clean in Singapore. What do you think? Does chewing gum annoy you?
Yeah, it does. And
it does?
Yeah, it does.
Sorry,
does.
Kelly, tell me more.
Well, my brother and I were never allowed to eat to chew gum when we were kids.
Really?
Yeah, it was banned in our household.
And Finlay banned it.
No, my dad. Well, my mum followed through on it, but like it was my dad's thing because of the whole chewing thing. It's like he's like, you don't need to look like a cow.
There is a certain disinterest that comes with chewing gum. Like you always, no matter what you're doing, you always look disinterested when you're chewing gum. Mm. Like you could be operating brain surgery and be chewing gum and you could still look disinterested in what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
It is one of those things that it's, yeah, it is quiet. But that's not the issue here. For Kelly, it's the noise. It's the...
Oh, it's gross. It's gross. It's disgusting.
Do you think people are popping bubbles as well?
Oh, see, that's gross as well.
That is not gross. It's
it
so
is.
Fun.
No, it's shut it down. It's disgusting. Shut it down.
And when the bubbles pop on your face and then you've got to like pick the bits off.
Oh, gross.
Fun.
So all the grossness, all that filth that's on your mouth is now just going inside of your mouth through the gum.
I disagree. So you're on Team Kelly then?
Yep, totally team. Well, for the gum, that's about it. Gum, yay or nay? Because I have a feeling I'm not alone here.
I didn't really realize that gum divided people.
Oh, yes, it does. Yes, it does.
I love
Serena, are you
gum.
A gum? Gum, yay or nay? Thumbs up or thumbs up? Oh, okay, she doesn't care.
How can you not care about gum?
How did you not care about gum?
I love a fruit gum. Because I don't eat mint. I'm not a mint person. Can't stand brushing my teeth. Like I do it because it's clean.
Because you have to.
Give me a strawberry gum any day.
No. Oh, gross. Yuck. Too much sugar.
No, sugar-free.
Oh, it's still full of rubbish.
Do you know, interesting fact, with my autoimmune disease that I have, I'm told that I should be chewing like 3 pieces of gum a day.
What?
Because to get the saliva going.
We are talking gum because Kelly Osbourne on the set of Australia's Got Talent has said that no one is allowed to chew gum around her because it's disgusting. I say absolutely because it is disgusting. Christina says that it's not so bad.
I don't really care, yeah. Some texts?
Mm-hmm.
Definitely nay. It's disgusting.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Now, this one I quite like. It's all yum and games until you step on some gum with your favourite pair of shoes. Good luck trying to get it off. No, thank you, Daz.
Oh, thank you, Daz.
Daz, that reminded me of when I was younger. I've got really curly hair, if anyone doesn't know.
Oh, no, you didn't get it in your hair.
I got gum stuck in my hair, and I clearly remember, I must have been maybe 8 or 9, my mum having to cut off a section of my hair because there was no way we could get it out. She literally just chopped off the whole bit and she was holding it up in my hair and it was just covered in gum. Anyway, that happened at school. Fun times. Hate it when police and others chew gum in your face as though it's a symbol of their authority. David from Abbotsford. Now, I said that it was illegal to chew gum, and James texted in and he fixed my lie.
Well, you're missing.
I was wrong. I thought it was illegal to chew gum, but it's not. He said, I lived in Singapore. It's not illegal to chew gum. Gun sales were banned when a politician was embarrassed because gum was stuck to train doors for an event to combat this. The government banned gum sales. So you can bring in your gum for personal consumption. You just can't buy gum. And if it's for medicinal purposes, it is apparently for sale. So for smoking, if you're trying to stop smoking, maybe. Mm. Yeah. So
and then
there
Serena
you go.
Said that, but it is illegal to spit on the street.
Yes.
Which I guess is where.
Yes, the cleaning.
Yeah, the cleaning.
Yeah. There you go.
So I think that's an overwhelming nay to gum.
I totally understand. Sorry, I keep saying totally. I understand the thing about that. David said about having people chewing your face as a symbol of authority. Yeah. That is really frustrating. Another one, D from Fitzroy. Gum is definitely a nay for me. As for KO.
Oh, Kelly Osbourne.
Kelly Osbourne. Apparently she has a phobia to do with mouth noises.
Oh, really? Apparently. Oh, my God.
According
we need to look that
to
up.
This.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.